I'm here at the Bournemouth Opera House this evening with Donny and Dirk Tourette from Towers of London.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Really good.
The start of a new tour?
Yeah, third date this evening. Getting back into the swing of things after a couple of days, well, a couple of weeks off.
Down in the seaside.
Yeah.
How's the reception been so far?
Yeah, it's been good. We haven't, you know, we've had quite a gap from the last single. We haven't actually toured, you know. Normally we tour like in succession, and it's actually been a long gap, so it's like kind of starting again for us. But no, it's been pretty good, pleased so far.
It's hard to tell third date, and you know, gigs have been good. We're playing some new places on this tour, which we haven't necessarily been to, such as Bournemouth. Never been here. But yeah, we're looking forward to playing all these new venues and all these new places.
I've been to Sandbanks before. That's around here, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's a nice posh area.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, with houses worth millions of pounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's now went to public school, you see, that's why you...
Now, my auntie lived down here. Used to have a little shop down here. Just come down for the weekends. It's good fun.
Awesome. I hear you've got a bit of a reputation for playing live. I'm quite looking forward to this evening, actually.
Yeah, we're...
What kind of reputation?
Going a bit nuts.
Yeah.
It's rock and roll.
We like to get on the loopy juice before we go on stage.
We just have fun.
That's what it's all about.
And you'll have fun too.
It's all about good live rock and roll, you know? Punk rock and roll. It's, you know, if you're gonna pay a few quid for a ticket to see a band, you don't want to... See a band who just stand there looking like they don't want to be on the stage.
You don't buy a Ferrari to drive around at 30 mile an hour, do you?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
You can have
nice
that
analogy.
I'll take that. I'll bank that one. I will be using it. Yeah, you know, we're very much a live band. Our whole ethos as a rock and roll band is to play live, you know. And that's what we do best.
Is it right that you were signed after a gig where one of you got a bottle in the face or something?
Yeah,
like
we were doing In the City Music Festival in Manchester last September, I think it was. And it's an industry festival.
September 2004.
Oh, yeah, it was 2 years ago.
It's quick.
Yeah, my mind's gone. Yeah, we played In the City, as I said. It's an industry festival for unsigned bands as a showcase, really. And we played in this little sort of art gallery. It was really kind of weird, so weird atmosphere. And it's not like a normal gig. Everybody stood there with their arms folded because they're all, you know, industry, so they're not there. They're not fans. And I think it was like second song in. Donnie normally will go out to the crowd to sing one of the songs, and he went out and some guy just smashed him in the face with a pint glass.
Point blank,
cut his face open. And you know, which isn't a nice reception, but you know, give Donnie his credit. He waited for the guitar solo and then went back out again and gave the guy a good hiding. So, you know, but as usual, we didn't start it.
Gave him a strong backhander and sent him on his way.
And yeah, subsequently we got signed because, well, not because of that, but you know, things led on from that.
Yeah, fantastic. Also, single's coming out 15th of May, is that right?
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Song's called Air Guitar.
Yeah, we've had it for a while, been tinkering around with it for a while, and it just, you know, singles come to you as, you know, some songs are stronger than others, work well as singles, and It's always been a live favourite of ours, and it's gone down really well, so it was kind of like an obvious choice for the single before the album, and it's a great tune to play a guitar to as well.
So you give like 4 or 5 singles to a radio plugger and they'll pick, you know, what they think is a radio song, but there's nothing better than, you know, playing it live and getting the reaction from the kids, because then the people are going to buy the single. So we've always kind of staged it as, you know, whichever, you know, which one goes down best at the time is a crowd favourite, where they decide to be a single. And at the time it was Air Guitar, so that's why.
Just get him a-
That was the new single Air Guitar, which is out on the 15th of May. And as well as that, there's also a new album coming soon, I believe.
Mm-hmm. June the 5th?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, June the 5th.
It's been moving around a lot.
Yeah, because the single was going to be May the 8th. That then got put back a week, so the album then had to go back a week as well.
And we've been working on really hard on the sleeve, and we've been quite pushy with making sure we've got the right sleeve and the right...
You've got to be proud of it.
Yeah, right.
The right stuff inside it. So, there was stuff to do with the, the actual pressing and production of the actual album, because we wanted a certain look for the album sleeve and certain photographs and stuff.
Sort of working with an album. I always used to think, record an album, you get the sleeve, whatever. The amount of work that goes into it after you've actually recorded it is unbelievable. So kind of putting a deadline of saying, whatever it's supposed to be out, it's, just follow it on. Just from getting the right pictures, yeah. Everybody's got to be happy with it, because you want to look at it and go, yeah, I'm proud of it, not, we kind of rushed it. So.
And also the way the industry works these days as well, it's like you always tell radio and TV and press that the album's going to be released sort of a week or two before it is actually released.
We just decided to do it a year.
So you get the reviews coming out at the same time as the album, etc. All the boring shit.
Where was it recorded?
A number of places. We recorded some in London. Reading, in Berkshire, some in London, some in LA, some in New York. Been a work in progress for the last year, really. Experimenting with different producers.
Trials and tribulations with producers, studios. New songs are getting written. So we've been touring relentlessly for the last 2 years, really. So we went in 2005 for 3 weeks, initially recorded 10 songs, which was supposed to be the album. The label were pushing us to get it out in October last year, and we were just like, it's not right, we've got these songs and it's got on the album, so.
We're not on the back of a scene at the moment, so it's very difficult to just release an album off the back of another band. So I think, the idea of when we got signed in November 2004, it was October of the following year to release it. But we had to build it. And I think, the delay has been in our favour. So I don't think we'll have the same reaction if it was released, when it was initially scheduled for.
Well, I think coming out the time it's coming out now, it's great,
perfect.
Because everyone's just so bored with the music scene at the moment.
Exactly. I'm
the same.
Glad you're bored with it as well, because I'm sick to death of it. It really needs a good kick up the arse.
We need something like this to stand out from the crowd.
As well as summer as well, it's always good to release an album, for summer.
It's definitely a summertime album as well, it's a party album. And we've taken a long time to make sure the songs that we think are the real rock and roll masterpieces that they've got on it. So, we were never in any rush to release an album whatsoever, because we were always going to be a band that's going to be around for a long time.
You only get one chance to release your debut album, and you don't get a second one if the first one's not right.
I think
we're going to do it right.
We want to be doing the sixth one.
Thankfully we've done that.
Cool. Influences, I kind of don't really need to ask, but for the benefit
You'd probably
be
surprised, actually. I think influences throughout the band, we've all got bands that we like together. I'm into some sort of heavier stuff. I'm into Metallica and Slayer and stuff like that.
I'm more Aerosmith, AC/DC. We all like Guns N' Roses, Pistols, Clash, Ramones.
Motley Crue.
Yeah, Motley Crue. But the two brothers, we all grew up in the 90s, so Oasis were obviously sort of an influence early on. Not my favourite band, but obviously you've got to respect their songwriting and the fact that, we grew up in the 90s, so those kind of indie bands influenced you anyway, because that was the music that you were introduced to. I've got a lot of stuff, like a bit of Rod Stewart.
Queen.
Pink Floyd.
Queen.
Queen, Pink Floyd in the morning.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Well, a lot of bands, We're not musical snobs.
Cool.
I like Dire Straits as well.
Yeah.
One of my favourite bands, actually.
Can't
people normally mock me for it.
No, my dad's next
I'm
door.
I'm with you on that one.
My dad's next door and he loves Dire Straits.
All dads love Dire
yeah,
Straits, I thought it was compulsory.
Ever.
It's a standard issue. All dads owe money for nothing.
It's a very dad band, isn't it?
Definitely, which is what I think. People of our generation have just grown up with it and appreciate it.
But then again, my mum was into ABBA, and I really like ABBA, so it doesn't go with mums, does it?
But you'd never really
Rick
pick
Astley's
up your mum's taste, it's always your dad's.
Yeah, you're right.
Cool, well, we look forward to the single and the album, and it was lovely speaking to you guys.
You too, nice to meet you both.